Because Philippa Lewis is in Grantham, and we've heard from Philippa before. Philippa has shared some thoughts about how the past year has been for her personally. This week, she talks about the impact it's had on her profession. So this was recorded by Philippa, sent to BBC Upload, so we could have a listen this evening.
I'm Philippa Lewis, and I'm a dance teacher and an examiner. I choreograph and direct shows. This last year has been particularly challenging for my industry. And this is a look at my COVID dancing year. Having been lucky enough to direct and choreograph three shows back to back in February before theatres closed, and then it seemed the whole world closed. When lockdown came in March 2020, I was ready. I had already been teaching some people who were shielding through FaceTime and Skype. Having never actually heard of Zoom before, I relished the new challenge and went straight online onto Zoom teaching. And so it began. My work directing and choreographing and the work that I did in schools ceased. However, new opportunities opened up. I am a teacher and I'm an examiner, so online I received examiner training, and online I continue to teach. Firstly in my kitchen, and then in a summer house come garden studio that we built ourselves. I taught students, vocational students, teachers, children's and adult classes, all of which were hard work, but jolly good fun. Indeed, some of my vocational students graduated online. In the respite between the lockdowns, we were permitted to return to studios, and in so doing, classes in person began again, although new students I was now training from across the country remained online. Exams resumed, and all of my students and young teachers who should have taken their qualifications during the lockdown actually succeeded in taking them and passing them with distinction marks in September and October. I too examined at studios myself and was thrilled and delighted to be back doing that role once again, whilst all the time maintaining social distancing, which felt unusual. It was just so good to be home. Then boom. In lockdown two, exams in person ceased and classes once again went online. However, some of my vocational students were permitted to remain dancing in studios and also took their exams online. This was a completely new experience, but worked really well. And again, we saw distinction marks. We had more exams after lockdown. Indeed, some students had actually only had two sessions in the studio and the rest of their training had to be done online. Thrillingly, the students once again achieved distinction results. Here we are in lockdown three, and I'm excited to start new work towards exams with my students and pupils. We are driving forwards, onwards and upwards, ready for when restrictions ease and we can take exams. And one day, return to theatres and shows. This has been a hard and unusual year for everybody, but we have survived and we continue to survive. It has been a year of reading guidelines, working out square footage and of hand sanitizer. We have danced our way through it all, we've learnt new skills and we've made new friends, and we've done it with a smile on our faces. Whilst COVID-19 has been tragic, scary, frightening, it has brought many positives, and we must all remember how much we have achieved and how much we have brought through our dancing online to other people. I congratulate everyone who has danced their way through last year, and I send my best wishes to you all. Stay safe, keep smiling, keep active, keep dancing.
Keep dancing. Thank you very much, Philippa. Philippa Lewis in Grantham, that's how her past year has been, her COVID dancing year, that she recorded and sent to BBC Upload. And it really is a home for you to get on the BBC in whatever way you want to get it on the BBC. We've got poetry coming up later.